Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. We back for another week of Health Talk. I am your host, Donald Snowden. Hope everybody had a good week, productive week. We're about a few days, a few weeks from Thanksgiving, so this is a joyous time of year. People spend with their friends and their family and start making plans, if you haven't already, to get together and do the fun stuff in life. And that's just enjoy your time and appreciate the small things that life has to offer. And again, we are doing something absolutely unbelievable, and that's doing a 30-day liver detox in the month of November. And some people call it crazy. A lot of people are dealing with it. But when you have a support system and a team of everyone getting together to support each other, it makes it that much better. And so we have a wonderful team of people that are currently doing our detox, our liver detox, and everybody's you know, posting it on Facebook and posting your results. And you know, this is the time of year where we really have to tap into the people that we have that's near and dear to us, that's close to us, because people start to think about not only their health, but also their level of health as it, how things are affected within the body, diseases and different things of that nature. Also, weight loss is a big thing that a lot of people now just start thinking about because they know It's already preset in their mind that it's Thanksgiving and they're gonna eat themselves into oblivion, and then Christmas time comes around and they do it for a second time. Probably not as bad as Thanksgiving, but there's another time where people gather and eat. And I think that that's really where New Year's resolutions came out of, because I think people can do pretty decent for most of the year, but it's just that part time in the year where you run into Thanksgiving and you run into Christmas and you got so much stress and anxiety, people getting toys and what you're going to get for gifts and who's going to come over to your home for Thanksgiving. I mean, there's a lot that goes on in this time of year. And therefore, you know, we really have to let people know that, hey, you can do those things for the last time. Or you can do those things if you want to deal with the symptoms or deal with the issues of the feeling of being unhealthy. But also, we can get you back in balance. And I think that that's one of the most important things that we can do, is really get each other, get our friends and family back in balance. Help them get their health to square one. And challenge your family. You know, we go out and we buy Christmas gifts. We spend it at Toys R Us and Victoria's Secret and all these particular places that we may go to get gifts, but we never think to give people the gift of health. Give them a detox, or ask them to join you in doing a detox. Give them something healthy, like one of the all natural candles or some all natural makeup. Like, there's so many different things that you can do to help your family. And just because your family comes to your house and you know that they eat bad doesn't mean you have to cook all bad. Because at some point in time, you can put your foot down and say, we're going to make some changes. And not everybody's going to be on board with those changes, but life is really short, and it can happen in the blink of an eye. And so when you try to control what you can control on your end, then that makes life in and of itself a little bit easier to handle, because it's one less thing you really have to deal with when it comes to your health and your physical nature. And so the point of this detox, because there's a lot of people that are coming on the call, and there's people who've asked about it on social media from different people's pages, the detoxing group we have, and my page. And so there's a lot of people that's really intrigued by what we're doing and the results that we're getting in the 30 days that we're getting it. But not only within the 30 days, but just within a few days. And the big thing is, once you change the way that you treat yourself, and you start to really look at yourself as a Rolls Royce or a Bentley or a $500 million mansion, when you start to look at your temple that way, then you tend to think, man, I've got to really take care of that. Or I really have to work hard for that. Because health is hard, especially when we're exposed to what we're exposed to. And it takes a lot of discipline to be healthy. And the reason being is because the system is set up for us to be unhealthy. So at every turn, there's something there for us to indulge on that's going to add, one, to our waistline, but two, to the degradation of our health. So we really have to be disciplined. Sometimes people can use motivation because they're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. Every year they have a New Year's resolution and they start off in the first week, they do fine, and the second week they do okay, and by the third week they're finished. And one is because they don't see any measurable results. And one, the first one is weight loss. People will start working out and the first thing they do is they jump on a scale the night they get home. I haven't lost any weight yet. And we got to realize that we just didn't go from our ideal weight, which we were at some point in time, to the weight we are now. It happened over a gradual period. You picked up 5 pounds here, you picked up 10 pounds there, and before you know it, you've gotten to a place where you're not happy with yourself. And so to get back down from that place, you went up on a ladder, you have to come down on a ladder. The great thing about the body is that it can recognize when you're coming down. It can recognize when you're trying to do better. And it actually will rebound faster and show, man, we can really do this. I'm really happy about how I feel. You look at yourself in the mirror differently. It's kind of like you go to the barbershop and get a haircut, or you go to the hair salon and you get your hair done, and you put on some good clean clothes, and you just have this level of aura about you, this level of confidence. And that's the same way the inside of your body should feel. It shouldn't feel like it's shutting down or having to hide from itself. Your brain or your mind shouldn't feel like, oh, you better put on these particular clothes, or you better wear your hair this way so people can't tell that you gain weight. You know, there's so many mind games that we play with ourselves when we are unhealthy, and we try to figure out ways to harness it and make it seem like everything is okay when it's not. So that's why this time of year, after Christmas, after Thanksgiving, after Christmas, and the pounds have been packed on and people are now ready to be open and listen, then they find out that the detox is going on. And so if you've not been part of the detox, the liver detox, I'm going to take a minute to explain it. But if you have been, it's extremely important that you go and you talk to your friends and family about it. Some will, some won't. Who cares? Your job is just to tell them about it. Hey, it's a group of us. You know, I know after Thanksgiving come and Christmas come, you know, eating all those different things, we're going to pack on some pounds and we got to get them off. And I've been invited to do a 30-day liver detox, or I just did a 30-day liver detox, or I'm in the process of doing it, depending on where you are. And you talk about your results and you talk about your testimony and say, you know, it's a group of us doing it and there's another group that's starting January the 5th. And we get people in line. And then they start, and they have the support system. They have the people there, whether it be on a social media site or whether it be on a group text like we are doing, using both outlets. And it's nothing like being able to do it that way. I think for the ones of us who've done it before and you've done it alone, it's way different when you got a group of people that's doing it together, and you can each other can chime in and talk about what's going on. Hey, man, I'm feeling a little tired today. I'm feeling a little sluggish today. Yeah, me too. And then you know it's not you, because the body goes through changes. We feel like, oh, we did a detox, or we're in the middle of a detox. We should feel great every day. That's not the case. There's days we're going to be tired. There's days the body's like, man, where's that caffeine I'm so used to? It's been 3 or 4 days. It's been days your body will say, where's that sugar that I just had a couple of days ago? So those detoxes tend to be harder, because once you do the detox portion and you have your bathroom day, and then it becomes your meal replacement shake. It becomes eating good, clean food, which doesn't have a lot of room for gluten, breads, wheat, barley, rye, and oats, cakes, pies. It doesn't have a lot of room for that. It doesn't have a lot of room for sugar. So therefore, the detox off of sugar can be extremely hard, and that's kind of what a lot of people are going through now, being week day 5 in our detox. You realize the body realizes that the sugar, the glucose is different, so the blood sugar drops. And then we say, okay, well, what do we need to do to get that back up? We can't eat candy, so we have to do it naturally, and we have to let the body regulate itself, and it will do it because we have the nutrition, and that's the biggest thing. Through the meal replacement shakes, we are feeding the body back the nutrition that either we were deficient in or we just weren't getting from our meals. And then when we do eat our meals, we're eating good, clean, healthy meals. Salads and lean meats and eggs and just the things, the proteins and the vegetables and the vitamins and the minerals. I mean, the things that really, really your body can thrive off of. And one of the big things people say, well, you know, man, ever since I went to the bathroom those couple of days, it's slowing down. Well, look how much you've eaten. You've eaten very little. We've had meal replacement shakes, and the food that we did eat was clean. So therefore, the body can use a lot of it, and it doesn't have to try to get through this forest of toxins. And that's the greatness of the 30-day liver detox, because within our liver, as we filter our blood every single day through our liver, toxins are in our bloodstream, which means they have to be filtered out through the liver. Food that's undigested is in our bloodstream. The toxins from that, it has to be filtered out through the liver. The undigested food goes into the liver and becomes stones. Those stones will sit in the liver for as long as they are allowed, until we detox them out. But we tend to get more toxic based on the environment, based on stress, based on the continuation of the bad foods. A lot of those things aid in the toxicity of our bodies. And then once our liver gets so toxic, then it borrows the gallbladder, which is connected to, and then you have stones in your gallbladder. And then when those stones in your gallbladder sit there for a long period of time, then they begin to calcify and turn white. And then you hear about people who having gallstones, or that their gallbladder is not functioning properly. And when the gallbladder is not functioning properly, there's only one thing to do in the medical world, and that's remove it, because they don't feel like you necessarily need it anyway. And now your liver is standing there to fight by itself. And you hear people who have a fatty liver, or you hear people who have cirrhosis of the liver, but they may not have ever drank a day of their life. And so the liver is now left to try to manage the rest of the body without its partner. And for us, this system was created for us to go into the liver systematically. We do something every day. There's a 30-day calendar, and it explains to you what you're doing and the stuff that comes with it, where you're prepping the liver to be detoxed. And once you prep the liver, then you have to clean the liver. And then periodically throughout the cleaning of the liver, you have to keep the liver cleansed. And there are small little detoxes that go on with tea, detox tea. There's also foods that we eat, and there's a suggested foods list. And another great part about the group is that there are different recipes being shared of clean foods that you can eat. So now you're not wondering, oh, what am I going to eat? I see this list here, but I don't never really cook this stuff. Or I don't know how to put it together to make it don't seem like I'm eating salad every day. And so there's a wonderful gift in this detox and doing it as a family. And when you get to about your fourth or fifth day and you've noticed your weight loss, if you've seen your weight loss, then you really start to, your mind starts to change. And it wants to do well. As you're out and about and you're moving around and you say, man, I have a craving for something, or I really want this, or I want that. And ordinarily, you couldn't control that craving. You just went and got it. It was just like it wasn't a second thought. Or I have a taste for some chocolate, and you go right and get it. But now you think a little bit more, and that's two reasons. One is because you're feeling better, your body's feeling better about itself. But two, the cravings are being fed. When you can control a craving to the point where you can say, you can think about it without it being automatic, and you're doing a detox and you're getting your nutrition, that's letting you know that deficiency bank is slowly being filled up of whatever nutrient or group of nutrients it was that would cause you before to just go right and get it without a thought. And so those are small measurements that we don't really ever pay attention to say, well, man, I can hold off a little bit more, or I really want it, but, you know, nothing's driving you to go and get it. You have a choice. But once your body starts to rebound and your mind starts to change, you don't want to mess that up. And that's another great thing about this detox. And then the group, again, is a level of accountability. Nobody's in your refrigerator every single day saying you can't have that in there, you can't eat that. But knowing you have to be accountable, or knowing that there's a group of people, and just to think that some people actually may be doing it right. And then you get to the end of the 30 days and you may have lost 6 pounds, and you got six other people that took the chance to do it right and able to lose 25 or 30 pounds, and you probably had to lose the most weight out of everybody. So it's really becomes a competition. And I tell people, when we had this conversation not too long ago, we've had it a couple of times about Thanksgiving approaching. And I say two things. If you can discipline yourself enough to get through Thanksgiving, you can discipline yourself for the rest of the time of the year, because that's the biggest food day of the year. And then not only that, but if you have Thanksgiving dinner, most of the time people cook vegetables for Thanksgiving. Sauerkraut, collard greens, if you can get the sweet potatoes without all the stuff in them. The marshmallows, all the brown sugar, like to the point where they don't even taste like sweet potatoes anymore. They taste like a piece of candy. But if you can set you aside some good sweet potatoes and put a little butter and cinnamon on it, and the collard greens, and maybe a few pieces of turkey here or there, you know, just something small, and just have that. And then if you really, really have a craving for the other stuff, just get a spoon and just try it. Don't kill yourself, because then anxiety sets in and stress sets in. But you have to make sure that you stay disciplined. And then at night you go and drink your detox tea and you start back over. But this system is amazing, because the way that the liver functions, the estrogen that's produced in the liver, when you look at a lot of the breast cancer that we have, is estrogen induced, because the rate of estrogen gets really high. And that's because the precursors of estrogen are made in the liver. Estradiol and estradiol, they're produced in the liver. And so therefore, when you have those types of imbalances in your estrogen levels, it can rage out of control. And the first thing it does is it throws off your estrogen. It drives it way up, and then you get a lot of these cases of breast cancer. When if we talk to our friends and family, and the people that are important to us, and get them to join us, and not everybody will, but get them to join us on this detox, and they detox their liver. You don't know how many people are so close to breast cancer right now, because the rate of breast cancer is skyrocketing. It has been for a while. And so you don't know what family member may be really close to that. When we talk about the liver and we talk about cholesterol, Cholesterol is wonderful for our bodies. Cholesterol makes hormones, which is estrogen, as we just talked about, progesterone, and also testosterone. Good cholesterol is not the lowest cholesterol. Good cholesterol is a balance of making sure that you're eating the things that maintain good cholesterol, like butter, like eggs, most of the things that the system, so to speak, tells you that these things are bad for you. But cholesterol is your friend. When you look at the rate of Alzheimer's and dementia, it's the myelin of the brain, the white matter of the brain that deteriorates. And when that starts to deteriorate, the fibers, the naked nerve fibers, start to touch and short out, and then you create memory loss. But if we continue to keep our cholesterol in check, and we're not on statin drugs, Lipitors, and warfarin, and all these particular things that lower our cholesterol, then healthy cholesterol can be maintained, a healthy liver can be maintained, and it just shows you how toxic our bodies can be when you can just do a liver detox and eat differently and feel differently, and you still lose anywhere from 10 to 25 pounds in a month. We haven't even talked about exercise, toning up anything, working out. It's really nutrition and giving and getting out of the body's way of doing what it's supposed to do. And so that liver detox is a system. Systems work. People don't. That's why when we go get our New Year's resolution and we say, oh, we're going to go to the gym, and we go to the gym, and we're going to work out a couple days a week, or we're going to, you know, the first time we go grocery shopping after the New Year, we buy all good food. And it's people trying to do the right thing. But when you have a system, when you don't have to think, you don't have to wonder, and you have a support system behind it, it makes it 10 times easier to do anything it is you want to do. McDonald's, for as bad as their food is, they have a wonderful system. Anybody can go get a job at McDonald's and plug and play. You can be trained in just a few minutes. That system has been in place so long that it runs like a well-oiled machine. Well, the same thing with our bodies. When we put our bodies in the system that our bodies recognize, it runs like a well-oiled machine. And so the weight, the toxins, the sluggishness, the sleepiness, the cravings, all of that stuff will leave you. Even diseases, illnesses. I posted a text of my cousin talking to him. He texted me, and one of his friends took our program. And I remember when I first did that presentation about 3 or 4 months back now, he was there, and he said, man, I got acid reflux. You know, I have all these problems with my digestion. And he had weight on him. And I said, well, what is your goal? And he said, well, to figure out what I need to do about this acid reflux and maybe to get some weight off me. And so we talked about the detox. And he said, oh, man, I'm going to have to do that. And the reason why was because he saw his pastor, who had lost 25 pounds in a month on our program. So he knew it could be done. And the pastor lost most of his weight in his stomach, in his gut. And so he saw him, and he said, well, man, I can do this. And so two of those, this guy, I saw him on Sunday. And it almost shocked me because when he walked in the room, he was about a half a person. I was like, man, where the rest of you? He said, I don't know. I left it somewhere. But my cousin called to acknowledge the fact that this gentleman, his friend, had lost 25-plus pounds and is off of his medication. And now his digestive system is where it needs to be. He knows what foods to put into his body. And once you get your liver and your digestion system back to ground zero, when you put bad stuff in your stomach, it's going to really turn you off. You can eat it, and it might even taste good. It might not taste as good as it used to because your palate changes. But you get it down, and when you get it down, it starts to wreak havoc on your body because there's nothing to stop it. There's nothing for it to be held up. So your liver catches it just like it was fresh. It says, oh, no, no, no. And it starts to wreak havoc on your body. And so it almost makes you want to eat well. And also, you don't want to put the weight back on. And that's what the nutrition is for. And so once you get through your detox or a quarter of the way or halfway through your detox, we start introducing more of the nutrition, more of the nutrients. So the body can then begin to run on its own. And those new cells that are being generated can then have all the nutrients they need. And this is why this is so effective. You know, we have so many people that we know will start out, and they even do well in the gym. And there's people who really go to the gym and really fall in love with going to the gym. Don't get me wrong. And they lose weight, and they get toned, and they feel great. I mean, don't get me wrong. That happens to a lot. That happens to a good amount of people. And that becomes a drug. That feel good of going to work out, that really feels good. And a good workout and breaking a good sweat. So those things are relevant. I don't want to dismiss them like they're not. But the majority of the people are not going to have that type of stick-to-itiveness or that type of discipline, especially because when you first start working out, it's going to be a while before you see any results. You're going to get the water weight off kind of right away and lose 3 or 4 pounds here or there. But then you're doing that and sweating and losing a lot of nutrition and not putting it back, and then you sprain an ankle or you catch a cramp, and now you're turned off about going back to the gym. You pull a back muscle, you strain something, and now it's like, oh, man, I was doing so good. But we never took the time to introduce the nutrition into the body. We never took the time to get the liver back to ground zero. So all of those things work great, and they work wonderful when you allow the liver and you allow the body to be cleansed. And when you get out of the body's way and you work out and you exercise, it knows exactly what to do. You don't have to worry about burning off a whole bunch of excess just to get to the good stuff that you're trying to work on within the body. So this liver detox, and the other thing, which I mentioned, but once you get on it, and especially if you get on it with a support system and a team, you won't want to stop. But there is a 30-day money-back guarantee. So this system is proven. And if you decide that you don't want to follow the system, or you really feel like you didn't get the benefit out of it that you were looking for, which is extremely hard if you are disciplined at doing it, you can box it up and send your money back. You can box it up and send it back, whatever's left, or send the boxes back for proof, and they will give you your money back. So it's risk-free. But the great other side to this, the upside to this, is if you become healthy and you lose the weight that you want to lose, or even if you don't have weight to lose, because that's another question people ask. Well, I don't really want to lose any more weight. And the one thing I tell them is the body is super smart. The body knows exactly where you have to be. There are people who've done this detox that almost have a perfect BMI, but they eat like crap. And so now their eyes are clear. They sleep a whole lot better. And they may have lost a pound or two or none at all. The body knows exactly what it's supposed to do. You just have to get out of its way. Most people need to lose a few pounds, but there are people who don't. There are people who maintain their weight throughout the detox, and they lose and secrete just as many stones as someone who's has to lose 30 or 40 pounds. So this system works because it knows it's been formulated so that the body recognizes it and it takes full advantage of it. One of the other things that you'll find out, which January the 5th, when we start this other, the other group starts their detox, it'll be so many more people doing it together. And then you'll be seeing the testimonies of us who are doing it right now. And back when I said that if you didn't like it or you felt like it wasn't for you, you can send it back and get your money back. But the flip side to that is if you like it and it did what you wanted it to do, you can then get your friends and family involved. And for everyone you refer, as long as you are taking your nutrition like you're supposed to, the company will reward you for that in a form of a check, a thank you check for referral. So a lot of times when you refer people to Whole Foods or GNC to go pick up this detox tea or that or whatever the case may be, there's not a thank you check coming back to you. So now you working on your detox, or you're getting a group of people to do it with you in January, and you get a big enough group and you get a couple of those thank you checks to show up, that makes you feel really good about it. And then you feel like, oh, you started to recoup some of that money back that you spent on your detox. And then those people will have their testimonies
And so from here on out, we're group detox. Because it's really, really a great way to be able to.
Sorry about that. It's really a great way. We're going to do group detoxes from here on out because it's really a great way for us to be able to support one another. So I'm super excited about it. I'm super excited about my results as we're going along and the whole team and also the people that are coming behind us. And we're just going to keep this ball rolling. And we'll do one in January, and then we'll probably do another one in June or middle part of the summer or right maybe right before the summer so people can get their bodies ready for the summer. But these things work. And they work because the body understands what it needs and it's been formulated such that it's a perfect translation. Now, one of the things that I want to segue to, and before I go that way, if you know or you have people who are into wanting to do the detox or you're trying to get a group together but you don't really know how, you can give me a call and depending or whoever invited you to this call, you can give them a call and we can get all the pertinent information to you if you want to start a detox team. My cousin, as I talked to yesterday, is working with his Omega Sci-Fi organization now and he wants to coordinate a big detox for those people. So if you want to do something on that level and you don't know how, you need information, just reach out to the person that invited you to this call, or you can call me and I'll get you in the right place or we'll take you and do what we have to do. My phone number is 919-599-0916. And I know a lot of you guys and you know, the ones that are chiming in on a call from home or wherever we've met, there's no better system that you can do and really wrap your mind around and really wrap your body around and get the benefits that you really want and be able to keep them off. And that's the biggest thing. And that group that you join will always be there. That group text will always be there. And that's a beautiful thing. The next part I want to, like I say, segue into is the skin. Because the skin is the largest organ of the body. And whatever we put on our skin leaches into our bloodstream within 26 seconds. So if it's something that's toxic, it's going into our bloodstream. When it goes into our bloodstream, where does it have to go? It has to go through the liver. So when we look at health a lot of times, and this is why I wanted to kind of focus on skin conditions and skin problems and eczema and different things, because when we look at health a lot of times, we look at it as just what we eat. Oh, I eat really well. Or I eat a good diet. Or I don't eat much at all. So I don't even know how I'm unhealthy because I don't hardly eat. Part of that is nutritional. You're not getting the nutrients you need. But the other part is, you eat pretty well, and then you turn around and you got Victoria's Secret lotion you put on your skin. You got some kind of toxic shampoo that you're putting on your skin. You got different types of lipsticks and lip balms and things that you're putting on your skin. You're using a toothpaste that has propylene glycol in it, which is the leading ingredient in antifreeze. So, we tend to then get it from other places. The fluoride in the water. Tap water. You know, so there's a lot of other places where we could get things on our bodies and things in our skin that then contribute to our health. And the problem and the great thing about the skin being the largest organ of the body is it protects the cells. It protects your organs. You know, the skin is like a thin layer of tough tissue that comprises the covering of the body. And while it protects all of your internal systems, it is also connected to these so it can react to infection anywhere in the body. Skin is affected by emotional health. For someone who's gone through an extended period of stress or the effects of aging, The skin, it becomes apparent in the skin. One theory even names a cortisol as the culprit behind female adult acne. If a person is not careful, truly, the skin may also be affected when it is exposed to the environmental toxins, which we just were alluding to. Regardless of whether skin irritations originate internally or externally, they are not comfortable because most become severe, like scarring and bleeding in different places. And it's important to understand how to prevent and treat the common skin conditions. And so we're going to go through a couple of these skin conditions, and then we'll talk about what the nutrients do and what cutting out the bad stuff will do to then rehydrate the skin naturally without a lot of these topical steroids and different things. So the common, most common complaint that you find with the skin is the acne, and that's referred to as pimples a lot of times, and it's caused by bacteria or other irritants embedded underneath the skin's oil glands and hair follicles. It is generally a result of improper hygiene or poor diet, i.e. excessive amounts of processed, fatty, and fried foods, as well as dairy, meats, and sugar. So when you're on an excessive amount of those things, the body doesn't know what to do with it all. Generally, the liver, back to the liver again, and that's how important it is, and the kidneys work to cleanse the system of toxins. But if we have toxic liver and we have toxic kidneys, then we can't do that effectively. However, when an excessive amount of germs exist in a person's system and an extra burden is placed on the skin to remove them, if the bacteria are unable to be cleaned from the system, this type of inflammation is the result. Acne tends to develop mainly on the face, chest, back, and shoulders. Generally, the condition is associated with adolescence, but in some individuals, it persists throughout adulthood and can leave permanent scarring. Psoriasis is another one. This is a chronic condition whereby the body produces an excessive amount of skin cells characterized by a thick layer of dry and red and scaly patches over the skin. It affects about 2% of America's population, occurring in people who are highly toxic, particularly those with a poor diet and liver function. It is also believed that many individuals have genetic predisposition to this problem. It is also inclined to appear and reappear, but psoriasis never really goes away. You get flare-ups of this condition, and it seems to be brought on by stress. While this problem may present itself anywhere on the body, the most common sites are the arms, scalp, ears, knees, and pubic area. It can even cause changes in fingernails, such as splitting and dimpling, joint swelling, and it may accompany this disease as well. Fungal rashes is another big one. These are common rashes caused by infection in various areas of the body. One of the major things, especially in men, is jock itch. And there's a redden and inflamed and itch rash found in the groin and buttock crease. Jock itch versicolor is a result of excessive exposure to the sun, and mainly around the chest and back it will appear. It appears as dark, flat, and scaly rash that can result in areas of discoloration in skin in dark-skinned individuals. Athlete's foot is a red itchy rash occurring between the toes and in the web spaces. Ringworm presents itself mainly in children and is identified by a red circular ring-like inflammation. And this is one of the things for me that I learned when I first started doing the detox, but also what I had to do for my knees when my knees were really bad from playing football. Part of that was that I realized that I was gluten intolerant after speaking with Dr. Wallach and him asking me questions. Skin conditions are gluten intolerant, especially if you're eating a gluten-filled diet, because when your diet is filled with gluten, that's wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and you're not digesting them, it's tearing up the small intestines. And the villi in the small intestines are is what and where nutrients is absorbed. And so if you're not absorbing that nutrition that you're eating and taking in, you can't feed the skin, which is the largest organ of the body. If the liver's toxic, if the kidneys are toxic, that's why they say drink water. You drink water and you'll find that your skin will look clear and it puffs up. And if you're taking the right amount of nutrition, you'll find that your skin will be clear. But you have to cut out the bad things. And so many people are gluten intolerant and don't know it because they even may have gone to their doctor for a test, but he told them, oh, you're not allergic to wheat. You don't have to be allergic to it to have an intolerance to it, and that's the difference. More people suffer from gluten intolerance than they suffer from a wheat allergy. The reason why we're gluten intolerant is because of the way that, wheat is produced and grown. It's grown in a way where it's genetically modified and such because of the climate change, the lack of minerals in the soil. And therefore, these glutens are very hard to digest in the body. It becomes like a glue, or it becomes where, if you can imagine a ball and chain together, and those ball and chains normally would break down or break apart in a fish protein or a vegetable protein, but in a gluten or wheat protein, they don't break down. They just tumble through the small intestines and damage the villi. And then if that happens for a long period of time, you get things like Crohn's disease and diverticulitis and ulcerative colitis, and you get the big one, which is celiac disease, and then you can't absorb any nutrition. And also you can't have gluten because you become violently ill. Irritable bowel syndrome is another one for digestive disorders. So, you know, when we look at that, we look at the liver, we look at the outside issues as far as the gluten is concerned, but these are the things and how they appear upon on our bodies. Some people even get cysts and abscesses, which is then, that's a particular gland, and when that gland becomes clogged, it will start to progressively enlarge to form a bump under the skin, referred to as a subcutaneous cyst. It consists of a fluid that, when infected, causes redness and tenderness. Therefore, if a cyst is not treated immediately, it can develop into an abscess, which is a concentrated accumulation of pus. Another cause of abscesses can be skin injuries that are left unattended. This problem generally tends to form on the armpits, genital areas, buttocks, or lower extremities. Dermatitis is another big one for skin. This covers a broad array of skin irritations. It generally refers to a red inflammatory rash, which may include scalding, scaling, and blistering. It can also be accompanied by an itching, burning, or painful sensation. One type of dermatitis is contact dermatitis, which is most commonly a result of exposure to poison ivy or poison oak. These are plants that produce irritating oils, and when in contact with human skin can cause it to break out in this type of reaction. This same response may also be the result of handling certain common metals, such as nickel contained in a variety of everyday products. Another type of skin inflammation in this category is an irritant eczema. This is an irritation that is caused by an allergic reaction to impurities or environmental factors. Chemicals in food, soaps, cold water, cold weather or extreme heat. Irritant eczema is most common among people who need to wash their hands several times a day and do not allow their hands to dry completely, such as in the healthcare industry or restaurant workers. Yet another type of dermatitis is a seborrheic dermatitis, and this is generally due to genetic predisposition and is typically found in infants and patients with Parkinson's disease. While seborrheic dermatitis produces some or most of the symptoms common to this category of skin problems, it generally does not produce itching. It tends to occur around the nose and chin and eyebrows, ears and lips. And that's when you see sometimes people will have that dark spot around their nose or around their ears or around their mouth. Most treatments, conventional treatments for the skin conditions, typically deal with the problem once it has emerged. The solution consists mainly of medicated topical creams and ointments to clear the infected area. However, these may produce side effects given that the medications often contain antibiotics, steroids, and hormones. Since they do not address the cause of the problem, their effects are usually temporary. Natural solutions, on the other hand, are simple and do not produce side effects, and they focus on prevention so that individuals may lessen their susceptibility to the problem. Also, your diet plays a big part, because in order to help the system cleanse toxins from the body to guard against infection related to acne, psoriasis, abscesses, a person's diet should be optimized. The best foods for healthy, attractive skin are lower in trans fats and proteins, and also high in complex nutrients. Generally, sometimes fiber, depending on if it's a glutinous fiber, then that's not going to work for you. But fiber in the sense of apples, fruit, things that you can get in within fiber, because a lot of times when we think of fiber, we automatically go to whole grain. But you can have a high fiber diet with fruits, and a vegetarian diet can be the best. Foods should be eaten as close to the natural state as possible, as opposed to the being refined or processed. Good foods for the skin are rich in vitamin A and C, beta carotene, that includes beets, greens, carrots, egg yolk, potatoes, yams, peppers, artichokes, and dark green vegetables. Pure water is also essential for clear skin. And water is one of those things where they just say, oh, drink 8 glasses of 8 ounce water. I'm sorry, drink 8 glasses of water a day, 8 ounces. But water should be drinking, should be, excuse me, water, you should drink water based on your body weight, just like we do with our nutrients. We take our nutrients based on body weight. So to know how much water you need every day for your body weight, you take your body weight, whatever you weigh, and divide it in half, and that's how much you need in ounces of water. So for a 300-pound person, they need 150 ounces of water. That's a little over a gallon of water every day. Somebody who's 100 pounds needs about 50 ounces of water. So when you do things based on body weight, then you're assured that you're going to get what you're supposed to have. Carrot juice combined with a small amount of green vegetable juice contains an abundant amount of nutrients. And carrot juice you really have to be careful with, because there's really a high concentration of sugar in carrot juice. It is important to note when talking about skin conditions that allergies to certain foods may aggravate these conditions. Common food allergens are corn, soy, wheat, and peanuts. And any naturopath or any biochemist can help you figure that out. That's what we really specialize in, and what we do with Dr. Wallach and all the research that he's done. And nutrients and supplements are very valuable in the prevention and treatment of skin conditions and their symptoms. So when you look at things like chromium, which is the single most important nutrient for the skin, it balances blood sugar and low stress, both of which have an impact on skin problems. Studies have shown that chromium helps fight acne. Refined sugar, white flour, and lack of exercise all rob the body of chromium. In addition to supplement form, chromium can be found in brewer's yeast, which is in several of our, one of the few products that we have within our framework, complex carbohydrates, and also fresh fruit. There is no RDA for chromium, but a daily dose of 200 micrograms is suggested to guarantee proper blood sugar regulation. Now, within our system, we take the chromium and vanadium along with the other cofactors that go along with that, and that's in the form of one tablet that already has everything set up for you. And so you take that based on body weight. And typically you take it before a meal, because then once you eat that meal, it'll help keep that blood sugar in regulation, which is why we have so many X-type 2 diabetics within the program. because they're getting everything that they need to balance their blood sugar. Zinc is also another good nutrient to take. And this can help really prevent the thickening of the skin, and especially in serious cases like acne and eczema and psoriasis. It is as effective as the antibiotics tetracycline without the side effects. Zinc's usefulness may be due to the fact that it helps release vitamin A. Good food sources of zinc include eggs and seafood, garlic, onions, and sea vegetables. Vitamin A is another one that's important for the skin. Taking a minimum of 10,000 IUs daily has been shown to cure acne due to vitamin A's antiviral action. The water-soluble form is proven to cure stubborn plantar warts as well. Since there is no toxicity from water-soluble vitamin A, up to 100,000 IUs can be safely used. Vitamin E, which I think a lot of us may have known, is very good in order to heal the skin of lesions and scar tissues, both internally and on the surface. 200 to 800 IUs daily of vitamin E can be used. This supplement also helps the skin stay younger longer. Vitamin B6 protects against infection. This nutrient can help prevent and treat acne, especially in premenstrual women. Lecithin is a supplement that provides fatty acids needed for healthy skin and is effective in treating many dermatological disorders. It also helps the body to better utilize the fat-soluble vitamins A, D, and E. Even in primrose oil, borage oil, and blackcurrant seed oil are important sources of essential fatty acids, which will work in conjunction with the lecithin. Detoxification methods. Bowel detoxification with enemas or colonoscopies can be helpful in skin conditions, particularly acne and eczema and psoriasis. When one improves in intestinal function and overcomes liver congestion, the skin becomes less burdened and takes a more healthier appearance. And that's one of the reasons why we do the liver detox. So when you look at things in a circle, or if you look at them as one big group, you understand that everything plays off of itself. It's kind of the wording, everything is everything. Because everything is affected by everything that we do, whether we pay attention to it or not. And most conditions, and today, like we're talking about the skin, they lead back to the liver. The liver is an organ. The skin is an organ. They work together. The largest organ of the body has the most blood flow, of course. That's all that has to be filtered to the liver. So to keep the liver toxic, the skin stays free of toxins, and it looks great. The fact that you take your essential fatty acids, which is the proper ratios of your omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, helps keep the skin healthy because you're getting the nutrients that's needed to really, really nourish the skin. And one of the things that not only when we talk about the liver detox, we talk about putting things on the body and on the skin that will feed the skin. There's a wonderful mineral makeup brand. So for women who wear like MAC makeup or some of the leading makeups on the market, they're very toxic. They get a lot of play because they're highly advertised. But when you look at them from a level of toxicity, they're extremely toxic and therefore cause and wreak havoc on our skin. So when you use a good mineral makeup, and the system and the way that the makeup is applied so it doesn't look cakey and clumpy and all the things that you hear about mineral makeup, it looks and spreads better, but also it feeds your skin. When you use a waterless vitamin C that we have, it tightens your skin up. The parts around the bottom of your eyes where people have sagging eyes or you have bags under your eyes, it tightens that up. It tightens the skin. It nourishes the skin. when you talk about the detox teas and drinking teas and putting the great things on your body that's going to help it nourish itself, when you use a natural shampoo or when you make it and you make your conditioners, mixing eggs and different types of things together to put on the hair, because the hair needs to be nourished. The follicles of the skin needs to be nourished. The follicles of the hair need to be nourished. So when people are getting perms and they're getting different types of treatments, keratin treatments and all of these different things done to their hair, not only is it damaging their hair, but it's damaging their skin, it's damaging their scalp. So detoxing has become the way to get your body back to ground zero. And then introducing the necessary nutrients for the body to continue to feed and work is then what keeps the body healthy and keeps the weight off and keeps everything else together. So that's the importance of, one, taking care of the largest organ of your body, but two, keeping the system clean so that we can continue to nourish and feed itself. If there are any people at this time that have any particular questions about the detox, you can feel free to press 1 and you can get your question answered, or you can call me or inbox me, whatever it is that you, however you want to communicate, and we'll get you the necessary information you need. If you are dealing with skin issues, then you can also know that you're most likely going to need the detox. So this system is wonderful, it's proven, and it's really fun, and it really feels good to get in shape, it really feels good to get healthy, and it really feels good for the body to get back in balance. Again, if you want to ask a question, you can press 1. I don't know if I mentioned that before. Okay. Well, again, I'll give you my phone number, or just reach back out to the person who invited you to the call. But my phone number is 919-599-0916. And if you have any questions, or this call or this show is recorded, so if you would like a recording of the show, you can also text me and just ask for a recording of the Health Talk Radio Show, because there may have been something you heard that you want to share with someone else, and that's also welcome. So we just look forward to, you know, being here and having this platform to be able to reach out to everyone, and those who are ready will start, and those who aren't won't, but at some point in time will. And it's just a joy to be here and to do what I love to do every Tuesday, and that's really sowing to these people who have come looking for truth, looking for knowledge, and looking for ways to truly stay healthy. So with that being said, we're right at about 8 o'clock, and I don't see any questions. But again, just to debrief, the next detox will be January the 5th. And, of course, you would need to have your pack as soon as you can. So we'll talk to you about getting that ordered and wholesale pricing and all of those different things. And then we'll also talk to you about having a group do it. It could be groups at your job, groups at your church, groups wherever, just your family. So I'm excited. I'm excited for everyone who took the chance to do it and really seeing some benefit. I'm also excited for the response that we're getting through social media and people who jumped on this call and really just working to create a culture of people who get healthy. And so we'll be back here next week, next Tuesday, 7 p.m. That's November the 21st. We'll be a few days away from Thanksgiving, so that's going to be a pretty interesting call. But what I'd probably like to do that week is the people who are on their detox come on and just talk about, you know, what we're going to do and how would our results look like and what Thanksgiving looks like to us being a few days away. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really excited, and I appreciate everybody joining us. And again, if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call, 919 599-0916. Thank you so much for joining, and everybody have a good night.